Hello, International Army. BTS Army, how are you all doing? It is a lovely fall. Nope, it's not fall yet. It's almost fall. A couple more days. Today is September 18th, 2023, and I am just back from my walk. It's exciting. I've been working on rehabbing my injury and been walking a few mornings a week, and I'm loving it. My body's not too angry with me, but let's get into the episode talking about BTS. Here we go. This is Begin the Search, a podcast inspired by BTS. But I just wanted to talk a little bit on what's going on. All right, let's jump in. Before I get into today's topics, let me go ahead and say happy birthday a little bit belated to JK. Did he turn 24? He was born in 1997. Oh boy, I don't have it memorized. Let me quickly look it up because I don't know. I know that in his song. What's the song? I can't call you. I can't. Something I can't. Na 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 na. Suddenly, I don't remember the words. My time. That's it. Okay, so his birthday. He's 26? Huh? No. He's 26. Okay. Anyway, I knew he wasn't 24 because in the song My Time, which was released 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago. It was early 2020. He had already written that song and he was already 24. So he's 26. Okay, but happy birthday to him. I am a diehard BTS fan, but I don't have everything memorized, guys. So I'm sorry. I am sorry for not knowing his birth year. I'm sorry for not knowing the math on how old he is right now, but he's 26 years old. And then Namjoon says he's 29. Is that right? Is that true? Happy birthday to Namjoon as well. Namjoon! How old are you, Namjoon? He's 29. Woo! Woo! Yep. Okay. So happy birthday to both of them. And they both came on Weverse Lives. And it was great, of course. And Namjoon actually talked a lot in English. And I wasn't expecting him to, and I don't think we should ever expect him to. I don't think we should ever expect them to speak in any language other than Korean, unless they want to. So let's be careful of that. Let's not clamor for them to just start speaking in English all the time. Let's really be respectful of them and what they like and how they feel comfortable and what might make them feel uneasy, and let's care enough to stop asking them to speak in other languages, please, armies, please. But I wanted to say happy birthday to them, and I love them tons. And then I also wanted to say, when a BTS member is enlisting, and when they are doing their service, please don't go. Please don't go to the location. When they're going to an airport, please don't go. Please just let them be. Please let them be. And just let them do their schedule and let them do their tasks and their events. And when there's an event they want us at, they'll tell us that they want us there, you know? So please don't go to the airport and don't reach out and try to touch BTS members anywhere unless they reach out to you, okay? All right. Please, please change your mind, change your thoughts, change your ways if you are one of those people who believes that you must touch them and you must be where they are and you must try to get on the airplane at the same time as them in the same area as them, because that's just wrong. There is no way to justify that that is, there's no way to say it's wrong, it's right, because it's just wrong. And if you wouldn't want people doing that to you, please don't do that to anyone else. Okay, that's enough of that. Thank you for listening to that part. Let's get into the main segment of the episode today. So, the biggest two things that I'm going to talk about are the Layover album, the mini album, the EP, is that what it's called? And I guess I just want to talk about a little bit. Basically, if you guys have YouTube and if you haven't been watching V, he's on a lot of YouTube shows. He's on, like, he's promoting different stuff. So, like, there's some Mnet stuff. I don't know if there's Music Bank stuff or not. I haven't really been paying attention to that. But he's been on other shows. I don't know the names of the people, the Korean show hosts that have been inviting him on. But you can find a handful, actually, a decent amount of footage and content where he's been invited onto different shows. And some of the videos are like 4 to 8 to 10 minutes long, and some of them are more like 20 minutes long. For example, he went on IU's Palette. That one was, it might have even been 40 something minutes long. I really loved that one, and I watched it and I rewound a few parts because he was just so precious. He was so adorable, and IU was full of compliments for him, and then he turned around and complimented her and especially her band. And he was so, like, he was amazed and thrilled by her band. And he performed Slow Dancing, and then they performed, oh, let's see, IU performed Love Me Again. Because what they do is they always switch and they always take one of each other's songs. And I'm trying to remember, did he sing one of her songs? Why do I not remember this all of a sudden? Oh, yeah, there was one called End Title. I think that's what it was called, that he sang. And it was really pretty. It was really nice. I don't remember being super familiar with that song. I feel like I've heard it a few times, but IU's rendition of Love Me Again was really stunning. She did some special ad libs that went up like higher runs and stuff, and the look on his face when he got to hear those was pretty priceless. So I encourage you guys to watch it. If you have a 43 or 48 minutes window, watch it. Or even if you don't have that much time, start it and stop it wherever you need to and go back to it and finish it because it's really great. And then there's other stuff like what JK was doing during his promotion of Seven. V was doing these things where he's like searching for stuff or climbing into this ball pit. There's other things like that. And then I forget the names of those guys. Is it like U Quiz? I think it's like U Quiz or something. I'm pretty sure he was on U Quiz. And so there's a lot of shows that you can see him on, and doesn't look like he's gonna be coming to the USA or taking his, like, taking a tour or whatever, but it looks like he's having a lot of fun. And from what I saw him talking about on IU's Palette, he said that he was gonna promote or debut. What am I trying to say here? He said he was going to debut in December. Was it 2021 or 2022? And I had kind of mentioned a while back in one of the episodes that I wondered if he was going to debut or release an album in December because that's the month of his birthday, or if it was just good timing for him. And apparently he was going to, but the album got pushed back. So it seems like maybe it was December 2021 when he was wanting to release it. But he said he kept on feeling disappointed, so he just was redoing his songs and stuff. And IU kept on saying this was very different, and like a lot of people weren't expecting this kind of music and stuff like that. But then when I talk to other ARMYs, they say it is the kind of music that they were expecting. So it's a nice mix of of reviews or opinions or reactions, I guess. And it is kind of the music that I was expecting. However, the song For Us and Blue are pretty different. And so I wasn't really expecting those kinds of songs. But What I think is cute is how V stays true to who he is, and he even mentioned that some of the fans think he's like an alien, and like if you're an alien, you're different, right? You're not the normal. You're not the like the predictable. And also, I remember mentioning in a couple episodes ago in this podcast how I was getting David Bowie by excuse me, David Bowie vibes. It was hard to say Bowie vibes. David Bowie vibes from him during the Love Me Again MV, where he was wearing the sparkly outfit and there was all that electric guitar and stuff, which is really weird because I don't consider myself a David Bowie fan. I don't know much about him. I don't know much of his music. Mostly what I know him from is from Jim Henson's Labyrinth, that film that he made with Jennifer Connelly, I believe was her name. And Labyrinth is a classic. If you haven't seen it, maybe watch it. And it's been more than 30 years since Labyrinth was released, or since it first aired. I went and saw the 30th anniversary version, I guess, in the theater with my sisters. And both of them kind of have a celebrity crush on David Bowie from that film. And I guess a lot of people do. I've never been one of those people. I think he's charming, for sure. I like his blouses, you know, the shirts. And I've never been one to get all excited about his super tight pants or and his hair and stuff and his sharper looking teeth and his makeup and everything, but he's charming for sure. And anyway, so that's mostly what I know of David Bowie. I do know that he's got a beautiful wife, Iman. Anyway, and then there's a version of White Christmas, the Christmas song. Is it White Christmas or is it Chestnuts Roasting on an Open? What is it? He does a duet. There's a video of him doing a duet with Bing Crosby. And I cannot remember what song it is, but David Bowie sings with him and it's really nice. It's touching. The first time I watched it, I cried. The second time I watched it, I cried. David Bowie has passed away, so. But he's kind of an alien, and like I think his fans really see that in him, how he was such an interesting guy and made such different kind of different unusual music at times. There's definitely more artists out there that are even more unusual and unpredictable than him. But even though I'm not a David Bowie fan, I'm also not a David Bowie hater. I think he's fine. I just have been busy listening to other music and I really haven't pursued his music. But I felt kind of validated that I got those vibes from Tay in the Love Me Again MV and some of the styling, some of the concept. Because that to me shows that the concept he was going for did come through to me. Even though I'm not, you know, I'm not like a huge David Bowie know-it-all, or I'm not, you know, I'm not really well familiar with him. The styling and the vibes and the feeling definitely did come through. So that means that Tay's concept and what he wanted was successful, and that, you know, I got the message, which is cool because I think there's a lot of other people like me who are not super familiar with David Bowie but know who he is. I know a little bit about what he looked like, or some of the costumes, some of the interesting wardrobe, or some of the, you know, different themes and fashion and everything. And there are people who, of course, know him a lot better than I ever have that will have been right away being like, oh, yeah, this is David Bowie, you know, this is, it's patterned after him or it's inspired by him. Now, Tay is not trying to say, I'm David Bowie, I'm as good as David Bowie, or I'm as cool as David Bowie, or you should think I'm the same as David Bowie in any way, but he was just going for that as inspiration. So I think it's really great that that came through and that I picked up on it, and I'm happy because If I hadn't noticed that, and I haven't kind of sensed that, I would have felt left out when I had watched the interviews where he said that he was going for a David Bowie kind of a look and feel. So I am happy that it came through to me. Besides that, I find myself really loving Slow Dancing. It's a great song and it's a great MV. And it shows, like, there's a lot of natural light. He's outside. I love natural light the best. Seeing him playing on a beach with people is cool. Seeing him in a boat and everything is cool. Seeing his puppy in the mountain and stuff like that's cool. Seeing him in the water is cool, and the whole song is cool. The flute in the interlude near the end, I guess. That's kind of different, and it reminds me a little bit of, is it the 70s, the 80s? I'm not sure what era that would be, but it does remind me of some of the music that I heard, what my parents used to listen to. So I don't know if that's like the Carpenters or other bands from like a long time ago, but it kind of feels like something that would have been around in the late 70s or the early 80s, maybe before rock really burst on the scene. I just think that we know by now V is a he's an old soul, as they say. He really likes the jazz and he really likes classics, and that's what people thought he would release. And I kind of feel like he did release that in a way, but it's not just jazz. It's not like the Summertime Festa surprise where he launched out of nowhere dancing cheek to cheek. Or, I mean, sorry, the song is called Cheek to Cheek, and then a version of what White Christmas that is in jazz style. And I really like the scatting that he did with the female singer. I'm sorry, I don't know her name. I don't know if she's with, if she's part of a group, like if she's part of NewJeans or anything like that, or goodness, I don't remember the other group, the other female group that seems to be under the HYBE umbrella, or if there's more than two. I don't know. I don't know their names because I don't listen to girl groups, so I don't listen to them or watch them, and it's not out of not liking them, it's just that I don't have time. And if I do have time, I'm going to be spending it watching BTS content and watching K-dramas and stuff like that. So, watching Run BTS and all that, and watching the promotions, BTS members. And what was I going to say? Anyway, yeah, that version of dancing cheek to cheek. Sorry, why do we keep calling it that? It's just called cheek to cheek. The scatting partway through the song is really cool. So I love that. And I'd like to hear and see more of that from him if he wants to do it. And I'm just happy in general that he released a project he's excited about, that he is, you know, that it's meaningful to him. And so I'm enjoying it in the way that I want to enjoy it, and other people are enjoying it in the way that they want to. And I'm not a person who gets on Twitter and looks at all of the voting goals, looks at all of the awards voting websites. I don't, no disrespect towards anyone, no disrespect towards BTS or anything, but I don't have the time in my life to go and log into a bunch of voting websites and to go back every single day or however many times you're allowed to vote and vote continuously for BTS members to get all these wins. I'm sorry about that, but at the same time, I'm like, this, I feel like it would have to be a, it would seem like it would be so consuming that it would be a job or an obsession. And I don't want to live my life like that. And I feel like BTS is going to win awards. They have won awards, and if people voting has helped them get a lot of the awards, or even most of them, I don't know whether the voting is helping more, or whether streaming their music is helping more, or whether watching their MVs is helping more. I don't know. But mostly the support that I'm giving is coming from streaming the songs. And then second is coming from watching the MVs. But I don't really have a lot of time to just sit down and watch MVs. So, like, I want to be whatever kind of fan I want to be. And I don't like limiting myself or restricting myself or, putting these expectations on myself of what kind of a person to be when I'm enjoying music, when I'm consuming music and content. So if my vote would have counted and would have helped him win, then I do feel sorry for that. But at the same time, I'm kind of explained myself that I don't want to, I don't want to be stuck meeting that expectation that I should be getting on all these sites and voting or retweeting or posting or whatever I have to do to make my votes count so that the BTS members can win everything that their songs are up for. Also, this might be an unpopular opinion among ARMYs, but I feel like other groups also deserve to win. So if ATEEZ or TXT is up against BTS in the VMAs or something like that, I'm not saying they are, but if they were, or even Stray Kids, like a couple of years ago, tons of ARMYs were posting on Twitter, "Hurry, hurry, you gotta vote for BTS every day during the voting window, and it's gonna close by this date, and make sure you log in to the VMA website once a day and vote for them. We need to make sure they win." And I was like, you know what? They've already won so many times. Can't another group win? It's not that I don't love BTS, but what if another group deserves to win, you know? What if another group has amazing music and awesome MVs and really wonderful choreography and it's a song of the summer or album of the year kind of thing or whatever it is? So I wouldn't have any problem. I wouldn't be uncomfortable voting for TXT or Stray Kids or ATEEZ or ENHYPEN or The Rose. I don't know. Just kind of like, if it's between BTS and another group and BTS has already won several times, I feel like I can go ahead and feel comfortable giving my vote to one of the other groups and see if they actually have a chance to win. So I might be not with the main flow of ARMYs when I say that kind of stuff, but that's just how I am. And I really appreciate Namjoon when he says, not every song that we write or not every song that I himself release is going to be for everybody, but there is something for everybody, you know? So, our kind of music that we like, you and me, or the army two states away, or the army in another city, we all might love the song Wildflower, but we might not like the song Still Life, or we might love Still Life, but really not like the song Hectic, or whatever. So, there is something for everybody, and there's many different styles. And I really appreciate Namjoon for saying maybe every single song isn't for everyone. So he understands, like they should just make music that they want to make. And if it's music that we want to listen to, great. And if it's music that we're listening to because it's not our favorite music, maybe we don't even like it, but we're listening to it to try to get them their streams, to try to get them their votes, to try to get them their exposure, their traffic, you know. Everybody's reason for listening can be different. My reason for listening is because I love the music. That would be number one. And then my second reason would be to support them. But if a song is going to constantly have innuendos or language in it, or if an MV is going to have that kind of thing, like, I don't know. Let's say it's a different artist other than BTS. I'm not going to just continue listening to that song and streaming that video just because to help them out and give them support. So I'm going by how I want to and what I feel. And I think that that's something that I've learned from BTS is they do what they want and they do what they like and they do what they feel. And so if not everybody likes it or agrees with it, that's okay. And they don't dislike us, they don't hate us, they don't dismiss us and reject us if
we don't love every single one of their songs or every single one of their projects. So, but overall, V did an awesome job on Layover. I really admire him for sticking to, like, to just do it. I remember on In the Soup 2, I think it was. Goodness, I'm not going to remember which In the Soup it was. But he, was it him even? He and JK both were talking about releasing their own mixtapes or albums. And JK was running some ideas by Namjoon as they rode in the car together. And then Tae was talking about his music. And did we even get a spoiler? I feel like he played a little bit of one of his songs in the car, in the SUV, as he and Jimin and J-Hope drove together or rode together. And I remember Hobi said, just release it. You know, it's like, you know, he said something about, like, maybe not everyone's going to like it, but release what you want. Do it when you want, or this isn't an exact quote, so I could be getting some of it wrong, but the sentiment behind it was, you learn about it, you learn about making music, and you learn about releasing music by releasing music, and you learn about what the fans like and stuff by making music and releasing it, recording it, and seeing how it does, and you'll learn a lot from that first time. And I kind of got the feeling that Tae was fearful, and that he was uncertain. And I know that he's come on Weverse or VLive before Weverse, I don't know. And he said, well, I want to release the music that I want to release, you know? And I'm totally supportive of that. So I'm proud of him for sticking to it and going forward with the things that he likes and things he felt good about. Maybe not all the songs are something that I feel are super catchy, or maybe they're not super meaningful to me, but there's a good handful of songs, and I do enjoy listening to them, and he is getting streaming time in my house and in my car and on my phone, so that's great, and just kudos and shout out to him for doing a great job and releasing his project. That's awesome, Layover. A very worthy attempt, and he succeeded. And also I liked how he said that Layover is kind of like a transition time, or like a turning point is what he said. It's like a turning point for him. So we can breathe. And also, you guys, Yoongi's going to the military service. Actually, it's going to be public service, and he is, because of his I'm guessing because of his shoulder, which we've all kind of, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us have suspected for a long time, was that he would be doing a different kind of service, that he wouldn't be an active soldier, because he's had surgeries and he's had injuries or whatever. And because of that, though, he's going to be serving for 2 years instead of 18 months. And I'm not crying and sad and mad. Well, yes, I did cry when I got the announcement 2 nights ago, but, and I am sad, and I am mad, but I'm not dwelling on that, because they've known their whole lives that being a citizen of South Korea, you are expected to serve for your country, and they would have done it whether they were famous or not. They would have done it whether they were celebrities or not, whether they had money or not, you know? Whether they had friends or not, whether they were super healthy or not. Like, it takes a decent reason to not be healthy enough to serve. So, you know, he's going to do a good job. He's going to be safe. He's going to be somewhere where he's not bombarded by people. He's going to be somewhere where he can focus on his work. And I'm really proud of him. And I'm also, to be honest with you, I was thinking, let's get this over with, you know, it's about time. At first I was thinking, why are all of the members not going together? Why can't they just go and serve together? But honestly, for them as people, putting aside how much we love and admire them as artists, and how much we want to see them dancing and hear them singing and rapping, but putting all that aside, They are people, and people deserve to live. And humans deserve a chance to have a human experience. And so them not going there to serve or enlisting all at the same time has allowed them to take more of a break and to experience more and to learn more and to do more and to think more and to say more and to see more and to be more, you know? So I admire them and I support and respect their decisions to not enlist at the same time. Whosever decision it was, I respect that and I think it's a good way for them to do it. And at the time, I was like, oh my goodness, that means that maybe I won't get to see them for a long time, you know, all back together. But what I want is not important. It's what they want and need as people and what's healthy for them and what's good and right for them that matters. So just keep on enjoying Suchita. I'm never going to say that right, I guess. But keep on enjoying it, and I'm sure there will be more interviews. And, you know, Yoongi was busy. He did the tour. He did lots and lots of filming. And maybe we'll have clues as to when certain things were filmed based on his hairstyle or the hair length. So there might be content that hasn't been released yet that he filmed a year ago. We don't know. Or 6 months ago, or, you know. And finally, now that V has released Layover, he got to go on the show. So every BTS member has gone on the show. And that was cute. It was fun. They did talk about some stuff. I was thinking as I watched it, as I watched V's episode, I was thinking I should be taking notes because these are things that I want to say and these are things that I want to share and bring up and talk about my feelings around those things from that episode. But now I've since forgotten what my thoughts were. So I guess, like, let me just point out a couple of honorable mentions or, like, things that stood out to me from that episode is when they talked about doing the limbo and doing the limbo in a Run BTS episode as partners. So Yoongi and Tae were partners together and they had to, one of them had to bend over and they linked elbows where the other guy was on his back. And the way that Yoongi and Tae did it, that Yoongi had his legs like straight out instead of bent and hanging over Tae's back. And so they did it. They reenacted it on that episode of Suchita. I'm so sorry. I'm saying it wrong. Drink with Suga. On that episode, they reenacted it and it was funny and it was cute and it was energetic and I loved it. I love seeing Yoongi in denim. I love seeing him wearing jeans. I just love when he has energy and when he's moving around, because I don't like how people say he's always sleeping and he's always tired and he's always sitting or lying down. That's not true. You know, maybe he's said it before, maybe he's done it before, but that doesn't mean that's all he's doing. And I really like that part where they talked about that they'd like to go back to the year 2018 and how Tae said something about, like, it was the hardest year for him and he was just wanting a break. And he said, I wonder, how can we go on? How are we expected to go on and keep working this hard? Can't we just have a break? And then, but they knew that they couldn't have a break because they were preparing for some kind of a music promotion or music show or something. And they were trying to promote, was it Fake Love? Or I don't remember what it was they were promoting. Is Fake Love old enough to have been released in 2018? I think so. Because, let's see, I became an ARMY in 2019. That was during the Boy With Love, the Persona era. So, yeah, Fake Love would have been out in 2018, right? All the Love Yourself albums came out in 2018. I could be a little bit off as far as, like, when the first one came out. Because it was Her, Tear, and Answer, right? Is that, that's the order of it. But then when they were writing Tear, this was a really meaningful part, is the rap line. They were writing Tear and they wrote it to be a love song about two people who, like, don't know if it was like a destructive relationship, a loving relationship, but also a destructive relationship. or maybe not destructive, but like maybe the relationship has to end. But they said even though it was about a couple in a relationship, they really meant it for members of BTS, and they really wrote it for each other as well. It's meaningful towards the members, and Tae was having a really hard time. And it shows footage from the MMAs that year, where Tae had his bright red hair and his bright red suit, and where Jin had said, honestly, we had considered breaking up and not being BTS anymore, where Tae broke down and he was starting to like be really, really, really emotional. He was crying a lot. Jimin was crying. Jimin was kind of behind JK's back crying. J-Hope had cried. Jin had been teary. Yoongi held it together really well until I think he went off stage, and then he and Namjoon were crying and hugging each other. And JK was wiping his tears, but then V, he was crying a lot, and he was trying to hold it together, but he couldn't, and finally he just was, like, looking around, like, where can I go? And he just safely plants his face in Jungkook's shoulder, and Jungkook, like, you know, he knows what it's like. He knows what Tae is feeling in that moment because they've all gone through it together. And he pats him on the back. And it's sweet. It's really sweet, but it's also sad. And it's also a relief. And it's also like, it's a reminder of what a hard time it was for Tae and how much he had been through and how tired and exhausted they were. So during the Drink with Suga episode, they show that clip. They show some of it, and they have Tae and Yoongi talking about it. And they were trying to sort of clear something up, I guess, but they didn't really clear it up. They didn't say, oh, it's because of Tae that we almost broke up, or it's because of Jin or anybody else that we almost broke up. They just said that they were exhausted. They said that they'd worked so hard, and Tae was just wanting a break, and he was wondering, what can we do to get a break? So for anybody who's mad or disappointed that they're not constantly releasing material, please watch that, or please listen. They need a break, and when they're tired, they're tired. And when they're achy and sore, they don't need to care about what we want. They need to care about what they want and what they need. And they need our support, and they need our understanding, and they need our trust. A human being is not an invincible, immortal person, you know? The body does need to rest. And we cannot expect them to just go and go and go and go and go just because we want that or we need that. If we need to see them, there's so much content. Just go watch one of their MVs. Watch their run episodes. Don't clamor and fuss and whine and complain and grumble for new material. We don't need them to produce and release new material all the time. Their material is timeless, and we can enjoy it any day of the week, any moment of the day, any hour, day or night. BTS is there, and the fact that they love ARMY, and the fact that they're grateful to ARMY is super powerful. So we don't need to be weird or scary or demanding to them in any way. That's just not right, and it's not fair. And we should want what's best for them. If we love them, we should want what is good for them. And what's good for them is to rest and to take breaks. And also have a chance to be a public citizen and have a chance to go and serve their country. And we should want that for them, because if they're not fighting it, why are we fighting it, you know? Being mad at the government for exploiting them, that's a completely different story. But I feel like there's going to be less exploitation because they are all enlisting at different times. And we don't know if the Maknae line is going to, you know, enlist more closely together. We don't know that, and it doesn't matter one way or the other. What matters is that they're safe and they're healthy and they're doing what is good for them. Okay, well, that being said, I'm going to end this episode with tears running down my cheeks. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming here and loving BTS with me. Thank you for trusting BTS with me, and thank you for encouraging and supporting them with me. You know, anything that we're feeling is not going to be as intense as what their moms are feeling, what their dads are feeling, what their siblings are feeling. So any fears that we've had, or any doubts that we've had, or any worries, or any anger or upsetness is not going to be as serious and intense as what their direct loved ones and family and best friends are feeling, and their company, you know, the people that have worked with them for years. We don't know them personally, and we have no claim on them whatsoever. So we can't sit here and say, I'm the biggest fan, I am the most, you know, I love them the most, and there's no one else who cares about them more than me. We can't say that. It's useless, and it's pointless, and it's senseless. So let's do our best. Let's work hard at the things we need to do in our lives, and let's not let life stop just because a member of BTS enlists in the military. You know, if you're a praying person or a meditating person or a believing person or anyone that just likes to send energy to others, pray for them, send energy to them, and lift them up, and don't ask them to do things personally for you or me. Let's just be here. Let's be here for them. Let's never give up for them. And let's always continue loving and encouraging them to be their best at whatever they know is good and right for them. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you so much for coming here, and I appreciate you tons. I will see you next time. This is Kay from Kathos Media. Or sorry, no, it's not Kathos Media. My Twitter handle is Kathos TV. So this is Kay from Kathos TV. That's K-A-E. And I am enjoying this podcast. I know I can get kind of chatty and ramble on a little bit, but who doesn't, right? So this is Begin the Search. What? This has been Begin the Search. Begin the Search is three words that starts with B, T, and S, and it's for BTS, and it's for us, and it's for me, and I'm just glad that I have somebody who wants to listen. Take good care, be your best self, reach for the things that you know are the highest that you can be, and have, and become, and, you know, the things that you can change, the things that you can hope for, and the things you can work for, and the things that you can continue moving forward. Never give up, and love yourself and love others. Goodbye. I'll see you next time.